So
Right.
small increments on the gold price really kick in a value sense for this asset. And that's one of the beautiful facets of this type of asset. When it's in a portfolio, it survives the downtimes, but it really delivers to the upside. So that's why these are attractive assets.
Yep.
The team's working hard. We're in the process now of recruiting the next wave of the sort of technical and operating people that'll come in to do the detailed engineering plan. So we're starting to grow the company, and we're really having fun, mate. I got to tell you, we
Yeah.
really are.
Well, it looks like it. It really does. John Gilligan, Liberty Gold. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well, Andy. You too, mate. Thanks for inviting us back.
Anytime, and it's my pleasure. So, you guys, a couple of things I want to point out. The last time I had you on last May, we talked about really about a lot about Fast Track 41. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I can't overstate the importance of that. And it's funny because as I've had you on, you guys were the first on that. And now all of these companies, not all of these, it's a handful of companies I talk to, they're all highlighting Fast 41. So let's start with that. But then I also want to talk about your value. You guys have been pretty flat, which is a great thing through this correction. I mean, relative to everything else, you guys have been very strong. So, but, and then we'll talk about that. But yeah, get me up to speed on Liberty Gold since we've talked in May.
So, we did the thanks very much, Andy. The Fast 41 piece permitting, that was a key de-risking exercise for us. We knew that everyone asked us, how's permitting, what's the risk, what's it going to be like? And that's a completely fair question. And as you know, we've got both federal agencies. We work both with the Forest Service and with the BLM. The deposits on the forest land and the BLM, the infrastructure we're going to build. So we work with both of those. And one of the key specialties that Fast 41 brings is it brings that kind of oversight when you've got two federal agencies not competing but working on the same thing. It kind of helps them smooth that kind of who does what and how. And so was the fundamental reason why we signed up. We got our new timetable in March. We went to the notice of intent in April, which I think we then went straight into public scoping, which is 30 days of public comments. And we did two formal public meetings. We got 55 written submissions on the draft mine plan. And those are wor now working those submissions, the answers to the questions there. We're working that into the draft EIS, which is being prepared as we speak. We're around about halfway through. We've written, the first three or four chapters in draft, and then, you work through these things. And so we are, working very well in concert with the agencies and Fast 41. And I have to tell you, it's going systematically and efficiently, and everyone's sort of playing nicely in the sandbox, Andy, and very impressed with the Fast 41 oversight. It's a sort of gentle, what are they, what's the expression? An iron fist in a velvet glove.
Well,
It's
well
that
said.
kind of expression, that's sort of like, okay, we know we got to do this, and so let's just do it respectfully, and away we go.
You know, it's doing it, I guess it's doing what it should be doing, correct?
I believe so. Yes, I believe so. And certainly we've interacted with the senior players in the Permitting Council, and let me tell you, they've got some really sharp characters running that agency, right? People who are dedicated, who want to build America better, who understand that permitting major projects is a huge, environmental issue, and it's a huge economic driver. And how do you balance those two? Well, these guys have that very clear. So it's a pleasure to work with them.
Yeah, well done. And just I've been doing this for 30 years, and what I mean by doing this, investing in junior mining stocks, and just and I and the analogy I use is just to all my viewers and listeners, think of this as like the Bay Area with tech. This is the it's that, but this is with mining stocks. That's what Vancouver is. But what's interesting to me is like It was always just so hard to get permitted because you didn't know who was talking to who, and you would make a phone call, you'd never get any feedback, they can never give you a ballpark timetable, whatever. And this really does seem to eliminate all of those so far. Is that
Yeah,
your
and what I
experience?
like about it, and I like the transparency piece.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's now right there. You know, anyone listening in can log into uspermanentcouncil.gov, and it's right there. Not only our project, of course, but all of the other projects that are registered under that. Not only the covered, but also transparency. And so it really is generating that kind of open government attitude, which I think is great for accountability, and it's great for public engagement. They could see what's happening and how these projects are going through the process. And that's transparency is better for everybody.
Yep, couldn't agree more. Now let's talk really about the value of liberty here. So one of the things that I've noticed is you guys really, through all of your peers, you guys are one of, if not the strongest group that I've noticed. What do you attribute that to? And just talk a little bit about that, just your strength relative to everybody else.
Yeah, look, Andy, I think if you step back and look at gold has obviously come off significantly since the beginning of the year, 25%, whatever the number is. And when you talk to the folk who sort of follow these cycles, where you see the sort of the fundamentals of the product, the fundamentals of the metal, they're all really solid. They're all in place. What's driving gold as being a valuable commodity still remains. We're supply constrained. Central banks are still buying. We still have an inflationary environment. It's still a risk on trade. All of those things, nothing's really changed. And this sort of coming off of gold, in that first half of the year, when you look at the people who study these things, that correction is a reset then to build get
Right.
again, and then it builds, and then there's a correction, and it's that kind of sawtooth piece. So we take the view that gold has got long-term fundamentals. It's a highly valued commodity. Central bank buying's going, and when you look at the producers are enjoying that high gold environment, and they're
Right.
making lots and lots of money. They're very happy, but of course the pressure on them is now, what do I do with all of this? Do I just give it back to shareholders, or do I go and do something with it? Do I organic growth? Do I go buy? And when you look at the developers, which is obviously the next port of call for the seniors. Where do I go if I want something? Well, who are the developers? When you look in that space in the US, Andy, and you'll know this, it's a pretty small universe of opportunity in the significant deposit size range. And I think, people have done the math, and they've classified potential by size, by capital cost, by permitting. And when you look at us, I think we stack up extremely well against the opposition, for want of a better expression, or against our peer group. And I think that's been recognized, and we've been fortunate to be a number one buy for a number of our analysts in their list. And I think that sort of profile has meant that people see there's upside growth potential in the stock, and they want a piece of it ahead of this, of either two things: of us building it, which, as you know, mate, that's what I want to do, or alternatively, it gets taken out, and either way, those shareholders benefit. So I think our strategy is good, it's strong, we've got the team, we've got the asset, we've got the money, we're going to take this through and build it. And the world will turn, and things will be what they'll be. And maybe you and I'll be celebrating our first gold pour in a little while. You never know.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. And to all my viewers and listeners, I am a shareholder, and I was actually out. I want to say, I can't believe it was about 3 months ago. Has it been that
Yeah.
long? I was out on site,
Crazy.
and it's
Crazy.
seeing is believing. But I got to spend a great time with your team on the ground there, and you have a fantastic team. But really, talk a little bit about really what's the next step now that investors need to be looking for. Towards over the next, really take me through the rest of the quarter and then through the end of the year. Why should
Yeah,
they be paying attention?
so the bottom line is we're going down the road very well and very nicely on the feasibility study. That's the next big kind of ta-da, the big reveal. We've said consistently that that's Q4, and we're targeting October. And I would say to you, Andy, that we're nicely on track for that. So watch this space in that time frame. We've said a few things about what the fees is going to look like. It'll be a, you know, the product gold production will be a bit up, costs will be a bit up, the economics will be somewhat similar. Obviously, we're using a higher gold price. But we what we've done, interestingly enough, is we've taken what was a sort of a fairly high level pre-fees, and we've kind of re-engineered the internal bit. So the whole kind of thing kind of looks the same, but inside you've got a lot more precision, a lot more understanding of how that works. And we've set ourselves up to roll that engineering into detailed engineering, which is actually what you build. You don't build a feasibility study. So that document that comes out in October is a sort of statement of final intent of direction. Final direction gets defined over the subsequent year, and we anticipate being done with detailed engineering. And that, what does that mean? That means I've got drawings that are called IFC, issued for construction. So I've actually got a literally a, an engineering drawing that I can give to a constructor and say, go build that, and they can then go build it. So that will be for us the latter part of 27. Feasibility October into detail engineering. And that detail engineering timeframe meets beautifully with the permitting timeframe, which, as we were saying earlier, comes together right at the end of 27 with our final record of decision scheduled for January the 5th, 2028. And at that point, boom, we're ready to go for construction.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And just really in relationship to the Lassigne curve, I was talking to I don't know, you I believe you know Lobo Tigre. I was talking to him
Indeed.
about it. Yeah.
Indeed. Who
He
doesn't know
sounds
Lobo Tigre?
yeah,
Come
right? And
on.
he's doing some I'm name dropping here, but I was talking to him about the Lassigne curve, and he was saying, 12 to 18 months out, you guys are, and that's where you guys are at. That's where you want to be buying the stock. So I guess the theory goes, you guys have had this great strength and this great run up. And run up, I think, is the wrong word. It's just great strength now relative to your peers. And now the other side of the Lassonde curve should be kicking in as well. Is that something you're looking
Yeah.
at?
Oh, very definitely, very definitely. And obviously the gold price environment, you can find five people and get 15 views about what gold's going to be down the road. We remain very bullish about it for very obvious reasons. I mean, genuinely believe it. And two, of course, Black Pine is highly leveraged to gold price. So small increments on the gold price really kick in a value sense for this asset. And that's one of the beautiful facets of this type of asset. When it's in a portfolio, it survives the downtimes, but it really delivers to the upside. So that's why these are attractive assets. The team's working hard. We're in the process now of recruiting the next wave of the sort of technical and operating people that'll come in to do the draft, sorry, the detailed engineering plan. So we're starting to grow the company, and we're really having fun, mate. I got to tell you, we really are.
Well, it looks like it. It really does. Well, John, let's land the plane with give us your website. People want to do more due diligence. How do they do that? Give us your website. Give us the exchanges that you're traded on and your ticker symbols.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, so libertygold.ca is our website. We are traded on the TSX main board under the symbol LGD. And I don't know whether you saw, but April this year was our 15th year anniversary on the as a company listed on the TSX, and we were proud to do that closing ceremony. It was more emotional than I was expecting, actually, but that was kind of cool.
I did get
We're
a chance to
also
watch.
Yeah, we're also on the OTCQX under the symbol LGDTF. And on the website info@libertygold.ca. Anyone has any questions, please send us an email and we will facilitate you with a detailed answer. And we're delighted to engage with shareholders, potential investors, anyone who's interested in the project.
Yeah, excellent. All right, John, I'm going to put all of this, or I'm going to have Colby put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. And would love to have you on again, and maybe in the next 4 to 8 weeks, just to get an update and see how things are plugging along.
Yeah, we've got a bit of news coming out over that period. You'll see some permitting news, some technical news. So I think it'd be great. Okay, 8 weeks or so, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Absolutely. And I'll reach out to Susie if I don't hear from you. And by the way, give my best to Susie and to Pete, and really the rest of the team that I met there, just some of the best people of the world.
Oh, thank you, mate. Really appreciate it. Nice being on. Take care.
Take care.